This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Zimbabwe, people prefer keeping the American dollar instead of spending. That has meant people going to a cashless society with debit machines proliferating in churches, shopping centers, and other locations, despite the informal economy that dominates that country. In Austin, Texas, 22 nonprofits have spent the last few years banding together to create the kind of negotiating leverage they lacked on their own with health insurance and retirement fund brokers. A United Kingdom court ruled that the government can't trigger negotiations to leave the European Union without a vote from Parliament, dealing a blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's plans. Oakland Rising, a collective of nine justice and environmental groups, is talking with more than 20,000 voters from low-income immigrant communities of color in the flatlands to make sure that folks understand how critical local ballot measures and state propositions are to their daily lives. Federal statistics show that more than 60% of U.S. fuel pipelines were built before 1970, and building new systems has become harder amid opposition from landowners and environmental groups. President Barack Obama's literary accomplishments include his critically acclaimed 1995 memoir, Dreams from My Father, the fact that he won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album. So did his second book, The Audacity of Hope, a book published in 2006. Each book has sold more than 3 million copies in print and e-books in the U.S., according to a publishing executive. Volkswagen terminated the contract of a historian and written a length of their past, especially the use of forced labor in establishing plants during World War II to service the needs of the Nazis. Experts in employment law and advocates of women's rights say that there are particular reasons that harassment can flourish in politics. At its core, sexual harassment is about power, and politics is the ultimate power profession. It draws in young people who are eager to advance and reluctant to make waves. And political organizations rise and fall around the fortunes of one central figure, a hierarchy that discourages reporting of harassment because if the boss gets in trouble, everyone's job is at risk. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.